Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chris, Jeff Phelps here. Tom Withers in for Andy today. How about that?
Hey, guys. It's great to be with you. Hi, Tom. I haven't done a radio interview with you before, so this is really interesting.
Hi, Chris. Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Chris, just so you know, he does still have a pen in his hand and a tape recorder in the other, just so you know.
Yeah, some habits die hard, I guess.
3-6 start. Okay, it's early. We all know that. Your impressions of what you've seen so far from your ball club?
Well, I think after playing a really clean and good series overall in Kansas City to start the year, we struggled in San Diego and L.A. We didn't play our best baseball, made some mistakes that are uncharacteristic for us. But I think, you know, I'm confident that'll be a blip on the screen when we look back on the course of the season, because we know part of what's been our identity and our success is the way we take care of the baseball, the little things we do well, run the bases, make fundamentally sound plays. And I think once that gets on track and we continue to solidify, get more consistent pitching, I think we'll be able to string some wins together.
Hey, Chris, before we get back into diving deeper into baseball for a second, it is opening day. This is also our first opening day without Mr. Larry Dolan. And I know the Dolans have been a special part of your life as well as to Northeast Ohio. And I was just hoping that for a second, Chris, you could reflect on Larry and what he meant to you and what he meant to the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Larry meant so much to so many of us. Larry was someone who cared so deeply about the city of Cleveland and all that it has to offer and the people within the community. And he really saw it as a true honor and privilege to be a steward of the Cleveland Indians and now Cleveland Guardians franchise. And for me, it was a privilege to work alongside Larry for 25 years and hopefully continue to build on the great legacy that our organization had and continue that pursuit to win a World Series, because I know that's one thing Larry wanted more than anything else was to be able to help deliver a World Series to the Cleveland community, and that's something we'll continue to work very hard to do.
Such a gentleman too, and I always enjoyed my opportunities to talk with Mr. Dolan. I remember, Chris, you talking about it. I remember Mr. Dolan talking about it. Pitching, develop our own pitching. You guys have done that, and now you're sitting here with a rotation that is a little different, I think, than some of the ones you've had in the past. You know, bringing in Ortiz in the trade, Ben Lively back for a second go-around. How comfortable are you with the rotation? And let me take it even a step further, Chris. With some of the depth you have at AAA right now that looks like it's on the cusp of being ready to come up here.
Yeah, so there's a lot there, Jeff. I think one of the first and foremost, for us to be successful, we have to continue to develop on both sides of the ball. Obviously, the development of pitching and starting pitching in particular has been a trademark for us for the better part of the last decade, and we need to make sure we continue that. And we know we have work to do to gain some consistency with the rotation that we have now. As you said, there are other options that we can potentially turn to, guys that are currently pitching out of the Major League bullpen, some guys in AAA, but we believe from that group we will be able to get a dependable group of starting pitchers, and because we know that'll be important for our success as we look forward this season. So we'll continue to work on that. We've got the right group of people continuing to support our players and helping them continue to grow and improve, and led by Carl Willis, who is now probably approaching a Hall of Fame resume as a coach. The group that he leads is well equipped to help our players thrive and succeed.
Chris, what'd you think of Ortiz's second start? Obviously a little rough out of the gate, but you had to be encouraged by what you saw the last time out.
Yeah, markedly different outing for Luis the second time out. I think the first outing, he struggled just with his command overall. He was working behind in counts consistently. So that led to walks and hitter advantage counts. And when you give major league hitters consistent advantage opportunities, it's really hard to succeed. And I think Luis was able to take a meaningful step forward in that second start in Anaheim, where he worked ahead much better. He attacked the strike zone. He didn't walk anybody. He allowed the defense to work behind him, and he was able to get through six pretty efficient innings. And unfortunately, he made just a few mistakes with sliders that guys did some damage on. But overall, we thought it was a meaningful step forward for Luis.
Chris Antonetti joining us, the president of baseball operations for the Guardians. Home opener coming up against the Chicago White Sox today. Weather's 70 degrees and balmy, so everything's looking good.
I love that. Exactly. Let's go with that.
Let's spin it, Chris. What the heck?
Let's just keep saying it. Maybe it'll happen.
As vital as the rotation is, Chris, you guys have had great success putting bullpens together. How challenging is that from year to year? And knowing that last year's guys might not be as good as they were last year, or last year's guys might step up and be better than they were last year.
Yeah, you highlighted it, Jeff. The variability with relievers in particular can be pretty extreme from year to year. I think we've tried to manage that as best as we can. One of the reasons that happens is, if you think about guys that are most effective in a year, they tend to get relied on a lot. And so they accumulate a lot of innings and throw a lot of pitches. And that sometimes can have a carry forward effect on the following season, where they may not have the same either pitch quality or be able to attack the strike zone the same way. So what we tried to do, especially for the guys like Emmanuel and Hunter and Tim and Cade, that really threw a ton of innings, including in the postseason, we tried to be really deliberate with their off-season buildup, as well as how they progressed through spring training, and gave them a little bit more time to rest and recover so they can come into the season strong and pitching well. And, I know Emmanuel hasn't had his typical results, but the things that we would look for in terms of pitch quality and things like that for that group of four seems to be in a really good place right now, and hopefully they can continue to be a strength of our team.
Chris, as usual, you answered my question before I got to it. In terms of the ton of innings that your bullpen threw last year, I think we all early on were a little concerned that, the appearances were racking up, and everybody wondered that, at what time was this bullpen going to show some signs of fatigue. Did you spend much time in the offseason kind of reevaluating the way Steven used the bullpen? Any other major changes? You talked about a little bit of, maybe changes in the offseason, but in terms of the way you go forward during the season, any major changes there?
Yeah, I think there's a few things. Our intent going into last year wasn't to rely on the bullpen as heavily as we did, but, what we're seeking to do is win as many games as possible. And what, as our season evolved and we weren't getting as much consistency out of our starters, we did have to rely upon our bullpen a little bit more than was typical. And that group really stepped forward and was a key aspect of us winning games. So what we wanted to try to do this year is both, one, add some other alternatives into the bullpen that we think can help us. And we think that the group of, we added, obviously, Paul Sewald, we added Jacob Junis, plus guys that made meaningful contributions like Eric Sobrowski and Andrew Walters, who are not yet pitching in the major leagues. We feel like that group, will add to the, options that Voter has. So maybe we can give a little bit more, a little bit more of a breather for Emmanuel, Hunter, Tim, and Cade. So said another way, our goal was to improve our starting rotation so those guys could go deeper into the game, and then add more options for Voter to turn to when we have leads.
Makes sense.
Chris Antonetti's joining us. He's the president of baseball operations for the Guardians. My tongue is firmly planted in my cheek when I say this. Hey, did you know Travis Bazana's hitting 538, Chris?
I didn't notice, really. He's off to a good start.
And Juan Brito is hitting 345.
You know, I knew I would learn something coming out of
See,
the
there,
I
there you
knew
go.
I learned something coming out here. So thank you.
And Brito's hitting 345, and Gabe Arias has done a solid job so far. How do you guys temper your enthusiasm for the number one overall pick, let him develop, maybe get a look at Brito and give Arias a chance to grab that job, Chris?
Can't play them all.
There's a lot of guys there.
Well, file that under the really good problems to have. If we have so many players that are performing at the major league level and have guys beneath that are pounding down the door to try to get their major league opportunities, the thing I've learned over time is really good players find their ways to the major leagues, and guys that can help us will find their way up here. And so I'm confident. One of the things you highlighted, Gabe Arias has had some really good at bats for us in the first nine games of the season. Has been one of the more consistent guys for us offensively, and he's played really sound defense for the most part. So that's been the starting point. And then, as you noted, Juan and Travis have both gotten off to good start. So hopefully, a month from now, we're talking about the same thing and how do we create opportunities for those guys that are thriving in the minor leagues with our major league team.
You mentioned Arias's defense, Chris. What did he work on mostly during spring training to kind of improve that part of his game?
Gabby's always been a really gifted defender with the skills to be really, really good no matter where we play him. I think one of the things we challenge him with is the consistency and being there on every pitch and making every play, not only the spectacular ones, but the routine ones as well. And that's something Gabby's really worked hard on during the course of spring and has carried it forward so far this year.
Chris Antonetti's joining us. He's the president of baseball operations for the Guardians. The right side of the infield is a different beast this year. Josh Naylor with the Diamondbacks. You brought in Carlos Santana, third trip here to Cleveland. My fear at the time, Chris, was that, okay, you brought in Carlos, who's at the end of his career. I hope that doesn't take at bats away from Kyle Manzardo, who we all want to see develop. It hasn't. Did you feel the necessity to bring Carlos in, even with Manzardo there, when you traded Josh away? And how has that balanced out so far?
So I think, as you said, the ideal outcome would have been that Carlos would join the organization and rejoin the organization, contribute and help us win games on the field, but also help Kyle continue to grow and develop as a player. And I think in the early part of the season, it couldn't have gone better. Carlos is doing exactly that. He's contributing on the field. He's contributing in the clubhouse, and he's helped Kyle feel really comfortable and help him continue to progress. So hopefully we can look up over the course of the season and feel we've gotten a lot of productivity between those two guys at first base and DH.
And I think we need to have a Carlos Santana short pants giveaway at some
there
point.
There you go. Well, it's his birthday today, so make
sure
you wish him happy birthday. Yeah,
definitely.
Birthday to Carlos.
Yeah.
What the heck is with those pants, Chris? They're above his knees.
He likes the look. He feels comfortable. And if that's his thing and it helps him be productive, I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly. I hear you. Chris, other changes, some we won't see, but, in parking over by the ballpark today, I'm still struck by how good Progressive Field looks for 30 going on whatever. From what I understand, I am not going to recognize the clubhouse and all the other changes you guys have made to the internal parts of Progressive Field. Can you take us through exactly what was done in terms of the new clubhouse, where the visitors are now located, all those kinds of things?
Yeah, it's a really exciting time for us throughout the organization because we continue to modernize the ballpark to create better experiences for our fans and create great spaces for them to enjoy the game. And I think those changes will be visible and evident. Obviously, we saw some of those changes come online last offseason, and then a few more were coming online, one of which the Terrace District opened for opening day, and then the home plate area will be open at some point in May. Thankfully, we complicated things a little bit with the schedule by playing deeper into the postseason last year. I wish we would have made it a little bit harder by playing a little bit longer, but our team did a tremendous amount of efforts to create some really awesome spaces that I think our fans will enjoy. And then for us on the baseball side, we hadn't really renovated the clubhouse areas since the ballpark was open. There had just been some minor adjustments, and this was our opportunity to really bring our clubhouse and create a state-of-the-art facility where our players can come in and prepare to perform. and recover. And the spaces that we now have are really extraordinary. And for everything from a renewed nutrition and dining experience to different modalities for recovery, everything from, you know, sauna and steam room, cold plunge, different hydrotherapy modalities. There's a lot there. The whole weight room has been redesigned and renovated. We have an indoor turf area inside to help us protect on days like today where the weather might not cooperate, where guys can get some ground ball work in and even do some of their activation on that turf area. The batting cages have been all remodeled. So we think it'll be a game changer for us in the way in which we can help support our players' preparation.
When you had to replace a managerial legend, you brought in a guy who hadn't managed before. Are you stunned at how it's worked out with Stephen Vogt? And what impresses you most about your manager?
I think when, if you rewind to the time when, you know, we transitioned, I think we were hopeful that we could find a leader that could appreciate the things that we did well as an organization and help us build upon that foundation of success by again, having that appreciation, but also challenging us and thinking, giving us new perspective and new ideas and a new way of doing things. And, you know, Stephen was exactly that perfect complement. He and the coaching staff that we were able to put together, both guys that had been here in the past, as well as some new voices and fresh ideas from outside of the organization, have come together in gel and really helped us advance who we are. And that will always be something we strive to do. Is we have to be relentless in our quest to improve year after year, because we're in a hyper-competitive business and we need to find ways to beat our competitors. And one way we can do that is with the support we provide with to our players, to our coaches and manager. And Steven's done an extraordinary job in leading that environment and creating a great dynamic in the clubhouse and leading an extraordinary group of coaches.
Chris, busy day, big day. We thank you for taking time to be with us, and we always greatly appreciate our conversation. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Great to be with you. Happy opening day.
Thanks, Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations for the Guardians, joining us on home opening day on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Jeep.